The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I have illumination. There is a knowledge of the plan of God. This is where faith becomes embryonic. This is where it settles in to those beginning stages. This is when the sperm energizes the egg, when illumination comes. You start feeling what we call purpose. I now have purpose. So many of God's people lack purpose, and that's why they flounder. They wander around in the sea of ministry trying to find a place to fit. But you see, you don't find a place to fit. If you understood purpose, you will realize that you were born for something specific, and you will be led to it. But without knowledge, you will not have illumination, because you'll wander around saying, I don't fit. I never fit with my family. I was the lightest one. My father's mother told my father that I wasn't his child because I was so light, because my nose was all over my face and my siblings had a more European nose. I had an Indian nose. I was so light. I had jaundice when I was born. I had to get a blood transfusion because I was just weird. And so my maternal grandmother insisted to my father that I wasn't his child because I was so light. I never fit. There are 12 years between my sister and I and 5 years between my brother and I. And when they brought me out of the hospital and put me in the back seat, there were no car seats, so my brother had to hold me. He put his hand over my nose and my mouth and tried to kill me because I was taking his place as the baby. I never fit. But God knew when I was conceived that I'd be your pastor. And my brother couldn't kill me, and my neighborhood couldn't kill me, and my father's mother couldn't disown me, because even though she said I wasn't his, I had his DNA, and later on they found out I was. I am my father's child. The devil will tell you you're not saved. The devil will tell you you don't have this. You don't have to argue with him. Just let the DNA mature. Just let what God put in you mature. And you tell the devil, oh, you just mad because you couldn't keep me. You just mad because you couldn't hold on to me. You just tripping because greater is he that's in me than he that's in your world. You just upset because I realized that I was somebody special, and now I've got a staff. Illumination. Got illumination. Kunta Kinte was captured in Africa and brought to this country. And so he passed on knowledge to Kizzy. And Kizzy passed on knowledge to Chicken George. And Chicken George passed on knowledge to his clan. And by the time Alexander Haley picked it up, it became illumination. And that illumination led him back to find out his ancestry. Because illumination provokes you to action. Once the word of God, once you become illuminated to the word of God, you ain't going to just sit in church no more waiting for the service to be over. You're going to walk in here with a praise, sit down with a praise, get up with a praise, walk out with a praise, and you're going to declare war on the devil. You're going to be praising God upstairs, downstairs, in the basement. Every time there's darkness in your house, you're going to praise the Lord because you have illumination and you are an illuminator. Illumination says, I become contagious. I become a carrier I become an energizer. I inflict people with the virus of the kingdom. I make people want that kingdom because I'm healed. They sick people want to be healed because I'm walking around in success. I cause those in poverty to want to be successful. We become angry when somebody wants what we have. Don't you know you were created to give them what you have? I never get upset when people say, I want your anointing. I just ask one question. Are you willing to pay my price? If you're willing to pay my price, you can have all my anointing, baby. If you're willing to leave Gilgal to go to Bethel and leave Bethel and go to Jericho and go to leave Jericho and go to the Jordan, if you're willing to go through the process, you can have Bishop Lambert's anointing. You can have that same power to lay hands on the sick. You can cast out devils. You can do all the great things that you see God doing in this ministry if you're willing to pay the price. But once you become illuminated to the power that's lying inside of you, you'll begin to move to the next dimension. After Moses was illuminated, the purpose of God is revealed. He is now solidified in that purpose. He knows that what God wants him to do, he's comfortable with that. But now he goes to the next one, which is revelation. Revelation is found in Exodus 3, 13 through 15. And Lord says to Moses, and Moses says to God, when I come to the children of Israel and shall say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they say, what is his name? Reveal this to me. What is his name? He said to Moses, I am that I am. I be who I am. I is who I is. I am that I am. He said, and when you say to the people, say to the children of Israel, when they ask about my name, just say, I am, hath sent me unto you. I need you to examine this verse and take 5 minutes to exegete this principle. I need you to understand that Moses asks God a question in verse 13. When the people ask me your name, what shall I say to them? This suggests that the children of Israel do not know the name of God. It suggests that they wandered around in ignorance, totally oblivious to the name of God. But name in the Old Testament meant more than just the identifier of the person. It was also the identifier of the character. Names were not just chosen in a supercilious way in the Old Testament. You didn't name your child because you just wanted to give them some connection to something that was oblivious. But the name denoted not only character, but destiny. In many cases, names were given by God. That's how important they are to God, that he would give that parent the name to call that child. In certain cultures, the parents would have a naming ceremony where they would bring the child. You saw that again in Roots where they lifted up, you are Kizzy. And notice what he would say, behold, the only thing greater than yourself. You see, we don't do that. We just call our children names that they have to be cursed with when they become adults. And names mean something. Names are important. You should ask God, what do I call this child? He'll give you a name that will fit what the child will be. Amen. Some of you have named your child after their parent, and God knows they shouldn't be. I'm the second child, which means theoretically I should not be the junior. My brother should be the junior. But I was a mistake. I was supposed to be a girl. And mama picked out the name Crystal, and at the baby shower, she had all girl stuff given to her because she was operating under that when you carry low, you carry a girl. When you carry high, you carry a boy. And so mama named me Crystal, and everybody brought her dresses. And since yellow was her favorite color, she had all these yellow dresses, and she was trying to make me a transvestite before I was even born. And when I came out, the bishop of the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches, they said to her, I was born in Jefferson, and they said to her, Ms. Lambert, what are you going to call him? And in those days, boys stayed in about 5 days, and it was necessary for medical reasons. And so I stayed in there, and I stayed a little longer because, as I said earlier, I had jaundice, and she still hadn't come up with a name. So they walked in a day before I was to be discharged, and they said, Ms. Lambert, you got to name him something. And we laughed about it later. It hurt my feelings. But I laughed about it later. She said, I'll just call him Eric. Just call him Eric, that's all. So I was named after my father over my brother, and I guess that's probably why he was so upset and wanted to kill me so he could be the legitimate junior. But they threw it on me, and later on we joked about it, Mama and I said, do you know Eric means godly power? I said, you wanted to call me Crystal. I don't know what that means. I said, but you call me Eric. Do you understand that when God names you, it's purpose? And if your name doesn't fit where God is taking you, he changes that bad boy. He looked at Abram and said, you Abraham, you're going to be the father of many people. He looked at He looked at Jacob, and Jacob meant trickster, supplanter, con artist. He said, nope, I'm calling you Israel, Prince of God. How many of you need your name changed? You got some old name that don't even fit you. Pookie. Ain't no Pookies in heaven. You need a new name. God says he's got this man walking now in illumination, and after he walks in illumination, he realizes something, and so he says to him, he said, they're gonna ask what your name is, which suggests to us they don't know his name. That's the suggestion. And listen to what God says. He says, this is what I am. I am that I am. It's a hard explanation because it doesn't make rational sense to us. I am that I am. Well, what are you? I am. You is what? I am. God is the only noun that's a verb. And he's the only noun that can be his own pronoun. And he's the only noun that can be his own adjective. He describes himself. And he's the only noun and verb that has no past tense reference. You can never say he was. This was in my closet, but it is with me now. God never was. Even if you walk away, he is where you left him. You can never say he was over there. He is over there. You were over there. Now you're somewhere else, but he is right where he is. Where he is seated is where he is seated forever. He is where he is eternity past. He never moved. He is. Where's God? He is there. The angel, come on. He is. That's why everybody presents themselves to him, because he don't move.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.